the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. One of the prayers that we read in the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, shortly after we rise from kneeling, and then the priest or the deacon says, "For those whom each of us calls to mind, and all your people." And then the priest reads this prayer. "Remember, Lord, the city in which we live, every city and country, and the faithful who dwell in them. Remember, Lord, the travelers, the sick, the suffering, and the captives, granting them protection and salvation. Remember, Lord, those who do charitable work, who serve in your holy church, who care for the poor, and send mercy upon us all. And grant that with one voice and one heart, we may glorify and praise your most honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen." We are all continuing to face difficult times, even more so, not just with the coronavirus pandemic, but with the relationships between all of us. Because sickness, physical sickness, is one thing. Even though it's challenging at times for us as humans to determine what it is in certain instances that makes us sick or ill, and to find and to develop cures for these things or treatments for these things, deeper down in our souls is the what we find the illness of many deeper and more serious issues. And they manifest themselves in many different ways. Oftentimes, when we are ill as humans, it can be obvious. Maybe it's not obvious to those around us, but when we don't feel well, it's obvious to us. And when we don't feel well spiritually, it's not so obvious. It's not so obvious to us, and it certainly is not so obvious to those around us. And it manifests itself in many different ways. And right now it's manifesting itself in the relationships between people, people of faith. Certainly people that do not have a deep faith or a faith at all, it's manifesting itself, but we've seen this for some time. But what's troubling is how it's impacting people of faith. In 2 Corinthians, St. Paul tells the church in Corinth, he says, chapter 4, verse 8 through 10, he says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." This is what we, as Christians, should be reminded of. Paul, as we've mentioned before, myself and Father Peter, and I'm sure many, many others, in hearing about that which he endured as an apostle of Christ, as he says, and not just Paul, but all the apostles and all those who have witnessed the truth and shared the gospel of Christ, have suffered in one way or the other for that. But as Paul says, and we are to be reminded and comforted by this, even in this time, we are afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed. And I would say that's something that very much is a struggle right now with us in the church. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are persecuted. Indeed, many of us feel that way, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. So as we continue on in this time, in this day, with this struggle, let us be reminded and comforted by these words. To put it in another way, we may be down, but we're not out. We still fight the good fight. We still remember and recall the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we carry that within ourselves. This is what strengthens us. This is what comforts us. This is what helps us to not fall into despair. This is what guides us. This is what guides us in these times that are perplexing. And this is what saves us. We seek the eternal. We live in the temporal, but we seek the eternal. This is what saves us. To not only recall, but to live the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our lives and with all whom we come in contact with. So may our powerful and healing and compassionate Lord bless and keep all of you and all of us during this time and for all our lives. Amen.